That's it. I've had it. I don't know about you, but the journey is not going exactly as planned. I'm tired of repeating patterns and definitely overwhelmed like everyone else. And I know that going through this process of this circus and this cycle feels like it's repeating trauma. And it's repeating things that I thought were broken. So if that is you, stay tuned because I'm going to share with you 5 things to ask yourself when experiencing the death of the old self. Hello, fellow flames. In case we haven't met, my name is Dr. Harmony, and I will help you live fearless, live loved, and live free. If you're new to my channel, welcome. And if you're returning, welcome back. Make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so that you know when all my videos and content come live. And if you're ready for a fresh start, make sure to check out my 10-day Fresh Start Challenge and get signed up for my free Restart Guidebook that you can download in the link below. And once again, I want to thank everyone for their vote for the cover award that the card deck has won. And I invite you to join me at the INETS, which is International New Age Trade Show for Conscious Living that's going to be held in Denver, Colorado on June 10th, 11th, and 12th. I will be available at the U.S. Game Systems booth on the 10th and the 11th if you'd like to come by in the area and meet. That would be awesome. And don't forget, you can order your deck below. So if a fresh start sounds so simple, why is it so hard to really put to rest those old things, the old ways, the old patterns, and what is keeping us stuck from moving forward? I think the first thing that we're going to look at here is, what are you looking for? So too often what we do is we think of the changes that it takes in our life and everything that we're going through. You know, we kind of dress it up sometimes and create a dressed up version of the old way or the old self. But when we fully go through the transmutational journey, and I'm saying transmutational intentionally versus transformation, because transmutation is we're literally changing forms in the process of this, creating a new version of ourself, a better version of ourself. And that takes us really learning who that person is. And it's important that we embody that version of who we're becoming. And we need to look within ourselves to really see what it is we want from an authentic place, from the new version of who we are. So I think that means that when we are looking at authentic and actual change in our reality, sometimes we try to avoid these repetitive loops. So therefore, we don't necessarily go to the deeper layer that we're needing to see below what it is that we're not allowing ourselves to open up, to feel, to connect with, to be able to really see what it is that is deeper than the experience. Because the experiences we're going through or the resistance to the change is literally maybe old patterns of escaping how we've basically avoided looking at these things to this level. So I invite you on this idea of what is it you're looking for. So like, what do you want out of life? Because remembering you're the creator. And of course, to create something, it's going to call for action. And that's going to call for changes. And that's going to call for doing some really deep stuff to face some really dark shadows potentially. And if you're like me, like one of the things that I find is I stay more in a positive mode. I like more of the positive energy. And so I do things that lift me up. But in the hindsight of that, that also is showing in the depths of that, or the darkness of that, or the sides of that, is sort of a creative avoidance that prevents me from connecting to those sides that are really deeper in myself that really need to be viewed from a new place. And that it's not necessarily a bad thing to feel bad. It's an opportunity to learn more about ourselves so that we can transmute that energy and alchemize it through the stages of alchemy to shift from these lower frequencies to the higher frequencies, rather than stay connected to this positive idea all the time. So one of the things in that I invite you to do, as I mentioned, is what do you want out of life? And then how are you not getting it already? What is it you have to do in order to get what it is you desire? What do you need to do to attain it? What is one positive change that you could make now, today, to take you that much closer to what the intention is, the dream is, the vision is, the desire is, the knowing. And I tell you, that's one thing that's very confusing in this, because we don't really know the new version yet. But if we don't get to know that person and what that person wants, then it's going to be really hard to make the changes that are required to become that. So number two, the second question to ask yourself is, how big is the risk you are willing to take? You know, the demise of these old ways is going to require shedding the process that's dissolved how you've handled your past. But giving yourself a fresh start will demand a particular commitment from you, which is what is required for you to manifest the higher version of you. And if you're willing to put in the effort it takes for the desires, that's going to call for some risk along the way. Because if you're like me, some of the things that I desire, the greater, higher level is taking me back to some of the resistance or the fears or the things that I've been through in the past that I did fear, or maybe that I went through those challenges that I'm revisiting the similar or same challenges to put me to the test to really trust this process and to know from this state, this newer, higher level, just because I am in maybe a situation doesn't mean the situation has to turn out the same way it did in the past. But we don't take risks sometimes because we fear that if we do take the risk, we'll end up back where we were and things will unfold the way they did in the past. So it's really going to be about rewriting that story, letting it go, and being willing to take some risk. And even when you do take those risks, if it appears that you're coming back into a state of a situation that maybe happened in the past, now is an opportunity for you to handle it different than you did in the past, after you've made and taken the action that maybe puts yourself out there further on the limb than you were willing to do. But I can promise you, if you are not willing to take the risk to go further out the limb again because you're trying to play it safe from the experiences that's blocked you from your past experiences on this journey, then you're not going to get to the highest level, the highest version, or reach what it is that you're trying to create. So you got to be ready for some risk in this new way of living. And this ability to do so is a way that you could learn to change the illusion of your fear replaying so that you can gently step into the opportunity in a way that allows you to free yourself from the past that is the past is still blocking you from becoming your highest and best version if you don't take the risk. So the third question to ask yourself as you move forward and the new version of you and you let that old version die is, what is different about the new version of me? What is different about the life that I see myself living in that is the highest version of me? And looking at that, how can I integrate with that, become that, if I'm still repeating some of the old patterns and the past? And what I want to tell you is, the repeating part of that is merely a test. It is a test of your faith. It is a test for you to believe in you. It is a test for you to really decide if that is what you want to create or not in the highest version of you. You know, for me, I see myself in the quantum state, in the quantum realm, and in a state of abundance. And in that state, I see no lack. And that no matter what I'm going through or what I experience, I'm staying connected more to this version of me that I feel and see becoming worthy and deserving and connected to an infinite amount of abundance. How I get there is a perception and a change in my perception to see it as an opportunity when the old stuff creeps up that I can choose to look at that as an illusion, and that is an illusion that is only a veil between me and the next version of me and the next version of my life. And if I resist, as you, same as you, if you're resisting the change to go through that barrier, to break in to the next level, then you're only allowing the old fears to repeat themselves. And then those old fears can come in and they begin to navigate your journey and keep you stuck in the old cycle, in the old loop. Now, what it will tell you is it's very confusing because both things are happening, and it's really testing you to re-pattern those cycles through the loops that are navigating through you, through your ability to stay strong, stay into a fitness state of being that says I'm spiritually fit. And one of the things that is requiring about the way we navigate this is to also stay physically fit, because our physical ability to manifest these new version of ourselves is causing us to experience physical changes in ourselves, physical appearance, energy levels. And so the more you can not just stay mentally aware and confident and connected and in the state of courage, but literally feel strong, literally feel fit. And so that's going to require a lot of movement to move your being, move your physical body in order for you to gain a sense of strength, a sense of confidence, and a sense of knowing that my future life is my life and I get to choose that. And that's going to help you stay in power. So this is also another really important thing, is to create and call back your power you've lost from the past. So revisiting those things is allowing you to call the power back from those things that's giving you more power as a new person in your new beginning at the new version and level of who you are. So the fourth question to ask yourself is, what are you giving up? If you're going forward into a fresh start and a new version of you, what are you leaving behind? This question doesn't necessarily imply that you need to abandon every aspect of your past. And this is important because a lot of times we want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I experienced this going through one layer of this death process of changing my name legally. And I know that as I was literally changing my name and all this identity that represented the new version of me up into that point, I could feel myself separating from that person that I was and my real name and my real identity. And in that separation, I then went into an experience to realize I had abandoned my old self. And what I needed to discover was that I needed to integrate with that side of me in a way that that's how I love that side of me, and that person is who got me here. And I learned to love myself in a new way by viewing that in a new way of who I had been. I think I was moving beyond it so quickly that I wanted to just really separate from the idea of having to go through any more crap, really. And that I felt like leaving that version of me meant that getting to a higher version of me would mean that those things no longer existed, or I wouldn't have to experience those things. And that's where I think we've all kind of set ourselves up to believe that when we get beyond certain parts of this, that it will go away. And to know that in the evolution of our growth, that we're really just beginning. We're really just tapping into this higher realm. And that means we're going into the deepest realm. And so many people are going through this very much shamanic, you know, phoenix type death right now. I'm seeing it with a lot of people and I'm experiencing it with myself. And so the things that are coming up for me that I want to leave behind are definitely some old patterns or old interactions that I've had in relationships and things that I have went through and how I handled them and how I need to handle it different. So, you know, sometimes when you're leaving behind, you might leave behind people, you might leave behind parts of yourself, but you're only leaving behind a tiny part of the whole. And in doing so, you're going to find so much more. So I really invite you on all of these questions to really, and I'm even seeing this for myself, as I'm doing this, as always, I gain out of this. I'm going to literally write down these questions for myself and literally physically write down every one of these. So I invite you to do the same thing. And please let me know in the comments below how that's impacting you, how that's affecting you. What are you giving up to go forward? And the fifth question to ask yourself, are you truly ready to let go of the past? You know, this question can be very challenging because the answer to this question may not even come to you until you've actually begun something new or became someone new. To know that, you know, when you go to start something new is scary, so you let the past weigh you down. And there's a lot of baggage in that. And it keeps you weighted in such a way that feels suffocating, stagnating. And not to mention, going through this death is exhausting. And we're in, you know, the spiritual being in a human body. And it can feel suffocating, and it can feel limiting, and it can feel like just outright, in a sense, as I said, that's it. You know, a feeling of I give up. I don't know what else to do. But you see, when we get that breakdown moment is really the breakthrough moment that really puts us through that. So we come into a state of surrender. And this is about surrender. And until you can come into that state of surrender, you're not truly ready. You're not truly ready or letting go of the past. You're hanging on to it. You're hanging on to the stories and the pain and the experiences. And it's going to be so important to become that new version that you let go of the past. And we know that, but just to know and ask yourself, am I truly ready? And in that answer, begin to take a look at, you know, what it is you need to let go of, whether it's a thought, a pattern, a loop that you're going through, a person, you know, a career, moving from locations. You know, right now we're in a huge energy shift in this collectively, and that's requiring a lot of people to move out of their current state of home or relationship, or even, you know, their businesses, and coming into more of the authentic version, the higher version. And if you're resisting the higher version, your soul's really not going to rest, which is keeping you in the loop and keeping you connected to that past that you technically are trying to let go of. So you may not be able to change your circumstances, as I said earlier, but you can literally change how you experience what you're going through. So I really invite you to really ask yourself, am I truly ready to let go of the past? So I really hope these questions give you some idea of what you can expect from your higher self, your highest version of you, as you embark on this higher journey, as you begin to let go of the person you've been and come into that sense of surrendering to the death of the old you, and then loving that person that got you this far. After all, accepting all of those aspects of yourself, good and bad, and what got you here and what's coming, is what it's going to take to be prepared for you to truly take the action that you need to. And for you accepting and allowing this process is half the battle. So if you'd like to dive deeper into a fresh start and letting go of that old version of you with a little more grace, I invite you to get plugged into that 10-day Fresh Start Challenge and my Restart Guidebook in the links below. And so for more of my Fresh Start tips, make sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram, where I'm posting Fresh Start tips on a daily basis. So I want to thank everyone that has voted for the card deck for the cover award. And I also invite you once again to meet me at the Insats Trade Show in Denver on June 10th and 11th. And you will find links below in order to find out more details about that. So make sure to like, comment, and share the shine. And I will see you in the next video. May you always face your fears, find freedom, and glow forward on fire. Namaste.